producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Doug Stanford Good Day program. Let's see what we can find going on here. Roberta Fasanelli is with me in this hour of the Good Day program. Let's see what we consider to be good news. Roberta, state of Ohio.
Yes.
Is delaying executions until 2017. They have run out of supplies of lethal injection drugs. They can't find new ones. They can't buy them overseas. Obviously, there are no veterinarians in Ohio who put dogs to sleep or cats to sleep or horses to sleep or dogs to sleep because it's the same stuff. This is the dumbest, craziest, most ridiculous. Is it in the name of wanting not to do executions anymore? Is that what sort of is the message here? One wonders about that. But you hear these silly, foolish, silly stories about we can't get any drugs. And there are a lot of people then who say, okay, just bring them all back and shoot them or hang them. That's the old...
Yeah, hang them.
Would that be appropriate? You know, we have these conversations all the time. It's like discussion of abortion, the death penalty, how many other things are there, like gun control, right? Those three things, the laziest talk radio hosts I know use those subjects all the time because they're sure to galvanize people. There'll be callers, there'll be the same people saying the same thing over and over again. Not here. I want to talk about drones.
Drones.
I'm not sure I want to hear about it. I think I want to talk about it. Because now you have to register, or apparently drone owners are going to have to register their vehicle. Would you call a drone a vehicle? It's a vehicle.
Yeah, I don't know what you call it.
Look at the
drone.
Look at the side of a plane, and you'll see a commercial. Well, not only commercial, but you know, there's an N number, which is for the United States. That means the plane with an N number is registered in the United States. And then there'll be a number after it, and then mostly after the number, there are letters like TW, which was for TWA, AA for American Airlines, DL for Delta, SW for Southwest, US for USA Air. So there'll be three numbers usually. Or four, and then whoever the airline, whoever first registered the plane, it may not belong. Like Delta's got a bunch of 757s that were bought by TWA when they went out of business. Delta took the leases over, so they're registered, even though the planes, obviously a painted Delta, looks like a Delta plane. But if you look at the tail number, it'll say N, three numbers like 726TW, which was the number that it had when it was TW. Probably you didn't know that, right? Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. Nope.
See?
Nope.
She's
nope.
Listening and she's learned. Wow. All right, so anyway, drone owners may have to register. The feds have put their foot down and said, enough! Register with the U.S. government or we'll shoot down your drone. Well, it's making a mess, I think. And, guys, people are buying these things all over the place. Plane pilots are reporting dozens of close calls all the time. Problem's not going to go away because drones are pretty cheap, fun, and easy to fly. So they are flying, if you will, off the shelves. The registration process will start probably around the first of the year. So buy your drones now so you don't have to register them. And then be part of the problem, not the solution. Speaking of solving problems, Mustafa Awad. Know who he is?
Mustafa Awad
lives in Yorktown, Virginia.
Okay.
He was given an 11-year prison sentence for attempting to acquire design schematics of the nuclear aircraft carrier USS Gerald R. Ford and deliver them to somebody in Egypt.
Okay.
Department of Justice on the case said Mr. Awad, a civilian employee of the Navy Yard in Norfolk, agreed to provide the information to undercover FBI agents who posed as Egyptian intelligence officers. So is this, would he have done it were it not for the fact that he was given the opportunity? It wasn't like he was out looking for the opportunity, but he was brought into a web by an FBI agent. And I wonder if that's the way to do it. There are a lot of people who get sucked up into these things. Does that mean that they would have done it if not given the provocation? I'm not saying he did the right thing, obviously, but how is it that they targeted him? I'd like to know a lot more about this. Obviously, a Muslim, 36 years old, naturalized American citizen, working for the Navy. So one could ask the question, why, if they have questions or concerns about these people, do they hire him? Why are they hiring somebody who's obviously a Muslim if they're worried? Is this just a trap? Is it a game? What is this? Why would he, unless he tried to get the job there and they felt like he was going to get information and he would have given it to some Middle Eastern agent anyway? I think that's the question I'd like to have answered. I don't go to the court proceedings, but that's the question. Don't you think that's a legitimate question?
I think so. Yeah. I think so.
All these people get sort of suckered into these things, and whether their intentions are good or bad, I suppose some people say, well, there's one less Muslim on the streets walking around America.
Oh, boy.
Okay, next.
Next.
Organizers of a charity event. It was to take place in Alaska this weekend.
Uh-huh.
People bidding for volunteers. It was called...
Bidding for volunteers.
Right. They were bidding for people to work on various jobs. You know, they have these auctions all the time to raise money.
Right.
They used to be called slave auctions.
I was going to say, it kind of sounds like that.
A slave auction. Well, this particular charity in Alaska has been inundated with complaints from people. How dare you, in the year 2015, call this a slave auction. This is a volunteer opportunity. So the politically correct way now to refer to things like this, no longer can they be called slave auctions. They're volunteer opportunities.
It's kind of like when you're in the military and you volunteer for something.
Yes. Maybe that would be it. Somebody pays to have you. Well, the NAACP complained about it, as well they might. They're welcome to complain. The term slave. So I have a tractor that has a piston on it. We call it a slave cylinder. Should I change the name of it? It's a helper cylinder for the 3-point hitch, and it's always been referred to as a slave cylinder. So do we change it? What do you think? Change the name of the slave cylinder to what? The PC cylinder.
What?
Yeah, I was going to say that. I don't know. PC cylinder? how many circumstances do we use? I'd like to get out a... Here's my thesaurus.
It's used a lot.
That isn't bad. It's aimed...
Because the master basically means, you know, in master-slave, it's usually like one piece of technology that is running other pieces of technology.
There are components to engines that are called slave sleeves. And, it is. You're right. It's used everywhere. So now we shouldn't be using it at all because slave has a negative connotation. And nobody's going to disagree with that. I certainly am not. Slave has a horrible connotation. But
well, in that instance, the way they're doing it, because they're doing it as an auction.
Right.
In that case, for people. That I could see where that's really objectionable.
Yep. I could, too. Yeah. I understand. I get it. Yep. I guess we agree on that. It's up next. It's time for us to understand the reality of, and this is part of Car Talk today, the reality of self-driving cars and what would happen to traffic deaths around the world if nobody could drive a car, but there were cars everywhere. We'll contemplate in a moment here on Good Day.
At TIAA CREP, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My office computers are running really slow. Do you?
Staples has the latest Windows 10 devices. They're lightning fast.
But I want
a great deal. With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll always get the lowest price.
Wow, and do you have plans?
No, actually, I'm free.
I meant tech service plans.
Yes, we do, and I'm still free.
With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll get more tech for less. Staples, make more happen.
Price match valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store staples.com for details.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
You have questions, we have answers. This is Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
Do you want to look back on your life and realize you barely looked up from your phone? Coach Marshall Goldsmith.
It's very easy to get trapped into this sort of media addiction where we are constantly barraged by triggers that take us away from where we want to go. We all have something called the monkey mind. It's like a monkey swinging through the jungle from vine to vine. The internet, it's amphetamines for the monkey mind. You go online, you're going to look up something that's going to take maybe 5 minutes. 3 hours later, you're still online, and you have no idea why you started in the first place.
Do you have a bad habit you'd like to break? Is there someone at work or in your personal life who's causing you grief? Doing What Works offers help for these and many other life issues every day here on the radio. We have more of Doing What Works online at MaureenAnderson.com.
Well, I'm here to drink the coffee.
Morning, Dan. Hey, isn't it a little early for a Halloween costume?
Why, no. Kmart and Sears are giving Shop Your Way members millions of dollars in surprise points to use towards purchases on costumes and decorations.
Wow.
The scariest part? These points expire October 31st.
I should check my surprise points online.
Surprise points are good for in-store or online.
Yeah, here's your coffee. Hey, don't bite the lid with your fangs.
Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. Exclusions apply. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
18 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Roberta Fasanelli and I here talking about fact and fiction, the truth or consequences, comments about what's what and who's who, to 888-302-3684 should you desire, or facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at Good Day Show, email to Roberta or Doug at DougSteffens.com.
No, email Doug. If you object to something, email to Doug. If you think it's absolutely fabulous, email to me.
Yeah, okay. Good idea.
How's that?
Remember the Hajj stampede?
Every year there is
a pilgrimage to Mecca in Saudi Arabia that takes place. The faithful are supposed to go, and they do by the tens of thousands, to the point of there being millions of people in this city of 2 million people. So there are another million in a city that is very small, can't take the pressure or the pushing. And so every year there are people who die as pilgrims because they are so fraught, they're so eager, they're so excited, whatever the word is, the adjective that describes how people find themselves. I've seen video, you probably have too, or pictures of people that go into the grounds around this big mosque and pray. Because Mecca is supposed to be the Mecca of the founding area for the Muslim religion. So it's going to enhance your connection to Allah if you go to if you go yearly or as often as you can to the annual pilgrimage. So each year the number of people who get killed increases. The death toll from the disaster in Saudi Arabia this year has reached 2,177 pilgrims, tripling
2,000?
The original number of reported dead.
Yeah, they said 700.
2,177 dead, 4,000 injured, being just pushed over, stampeded by the tens of thousands that try to get in. I mean, you can only get, I think you can get 10,000, 12,000 into this, not an arena, but the area around the mosque.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody else, they fight for positions. And so if they push you out of the way, you fall down, they just drop on you. 21 after the hour. Bye.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sources. The top five songs from this week in 1985, starting with Jan Hammer's, I think we called him Jan, though, did we? I remember back to that era. Miami Vice's theme, I think it was Jan Hammer, but I think you pronounce it if you're in his native country, Jan. Yeah, that's Jan, or the theme from Miami Vice. Number five this week, 1985. This week in 85, number four. Oh, Susan, Jennifer should be here with this one. Ready for the World. Remember this song, Roberta?
No.
No, I don't either. Oh, Sheila.
Do you remember it?
No. I remember. Sheila said she loved me. She said she'd never leave me. True love would never die. Sheila. Remember Tommy Rowe and Sheila? It's not quite the same.
Nope.
Oh, come on. You don't remember Tommy James and Sheila? Karen, see if you can find that so we can refresh Roberta's memory, will you please? Meanwhile, the number three song this week in 1985 belonged to Stevie Wonder. Great, great pop song.
This I remember.
Yeah, this is a good tune. Good pop song. All right, so that was number three this week in 1985. Number two spot belonged to Whitney Houston, Saving All My Love For You. So romantic, Roberta. I'm sure Tom sings this to you all the time.
Oh, yeah, right. He saves all his love for his boat.
Really? Uh-huh. Well, listen, everybody's got to love something or somebody. All right, the big story from this week in 1985, the number one song belongs to a group called A-ha. It's one of my favorite all-time pop songs. Every time I hear it, I get goosebumps, and I don't know why. It just is a great song. Crank it way up, Kara, will you please? One of those songs that the stations that are doing soft rock are smart. They play it a couple of times a day. This gets people going. This song reached number one during this week in 1985. MTV was playing the video regularly as well. It's a pretty interesting video, obviously. All right, come on. We'll get a little bit more of this. Kara, help yourself. Remember when you and I, Roberta, went to that Jay and the Americans concert?
Yes, yes.
And Jay, they have a new Jay, hit the high notes. There are three Jays, and there have been three Jays over the history of Jay and the Americans. The second one was Jay Black. First one was Jay Weinstein, I think was his name. And the one that you see on his own oftentimes is Jay Black, who can hit the notes. And I think the fellow we saw that night hit the high notes pretty well, too, didn't he?
I think so, yeah. It was that was a fun night.
It was a nice night, yeah. What a great, great group that is. And they played all their hits. All right,
yep.
Come on, Kara, back to
That's
Aha.
What people want
to
hear.
Come more seconds. Yeah, we want to hear the hits. Aha. The real electronic music, too. This is when electronic music really is taking hold. All right. So for those of you who don't remember Tommy Rowe and Sheila, Roberta, this is Tommy Rowe. You remember this?
This I remember, yes.
Well, that was what I was talking about. Or singing about. You couldn't tell that's what I was singing as I sang? What's the matter with
no.
you?
What
is your problem, Roberta? Doug Steffen in the Good Day program at 28 past the hour.
Ready to become an entrepreneur and purchase a business, but need funding? Sure, you can ask Dad, Aunt Betty, or friends for money, or you can turn to a company that has helped more than 10,000 entrepreneurs successfully launch their dreams of business ownership, Benetrends Financial. Through Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies, entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends.
Did you know that the average cost for a family of four to attend a professional baseball game is over $200? At the same time, over 40% of all sports, concert, and theater tickets go unsold. So how come we're all paying so much when so many seats go empty? I'm Adam Kanner, founder of ScoreBig.com. We found a way to work directly with teams and venues to get their unsold seats and pass the huge savings on to you. On ScoreBig.com, we guarantee you'll save on great sports, concert, and theater tickets. And we're not talking about last-minute nosebleed seats to events you don't want to see, but millions of great seats for the best events, days, weeks, even months in advance. On ScoreBig.com, when you successfully name a ticket price, on average, you'll save over 33% below box office price each time you buy, with no added fees or shipping charges ever. There are lots of places to buy tickets, but if you really want to save, then check out ScoreBig.com.
And now save even more at ScoreBig.com. Click on the radio mic and enter code 2255, and we'll take an additional $30 off your ticket purchase. That's ScoreBig.com, promo code 2255.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes Manuals Online are now available at Haynes.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Sol Palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Conversationally on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Welcome one and all. New folks, old folks, fun folks, sad folks, gunky folks. You're all welcome. Everybody's welcome here. Roberta Fasanelli, Doug Steffen on Good Day. The update from Tesla this week, Roberta. A wireless software upgrade has started providing Tesla models that were released since September of last year with the company's new autopilot feature, which allows the cars to steer, change lanes, and park automatically. Elon Musk, the founder of Tesla, notes the driver should exercise caution and keep their hands on the wheel just in case. Costs $2,500 to put the software into a new Tesla. So if you want to have a car that drives itself almost, maybe, get a Tesla. Or what's the used market? I'd like to know. I've never asked that question before. The used market for Teslas. A new Tesla, standard sedan, about $82,000 with all of the fixins. Mm-hmm. SUV, I think, is a little more than that that they've introduced. So for I'm betting in the new ones, this stuff comes automatically. But the old ones have been around for a year. You got to spend $2,500 to get it. But why would you do that? Well,
is it just me, or I just find spending that amount of money on a car almost morally repulsive? Is it just me?
Well, no, everybody has their taste. I like Range Rovers, and they've gotten fairly pricey. I've had them for a long time. I've had good ones, I've had bad ones,
yeah.
But for me, they are the practical vehicle because they're big enough for me to carry things around. I think the newer ones are very good, very comfortable, very, very high performance machines. Are they cheap to own or cheap to drive? No. And so I spend more money buying one of them than you would spend buying one of your Chevys. But I wouldn't have a Range Rover in New York where you are. I'd never have a car in New York if I was going to be in New York.
It depends how long you keep a car. I mean, I kept my Saturn for 13 years.
Great car. Great
car. You know, I currently have a Chevy Equinox. We're going on 5 years with it. I see myself keeping it another 5 years.
Well,
I mean, I don't have to have the latest toy.
No, I don't. I think what happens here, I used to buy a new car every year, and I stopped that a long time ago when I figured out how I was getting screwed with the taxes and excise and, I mean, regular sales taxes, excise taxes, and the fact that it depreciated 5 seconds after you drove it out the door. What's the point of that? So I always buy something that's a year old, 5,000-6,000 miles on it, if I can find it. And then that's where you gain there versus the new thing. But everybody's different. Everybody wants something different.
The car is to get you from point A to point B.
I like to be comfortable.
And to haul stuff around. And you like to be comfortable. But what I object to is people spending ridiculous sums of money on cars.
That's their money. That's their money.
Because you know, it makes them feel important.
Well, but that's what people are all about sometimes.
Is your self-esteem so low that you need a car to make you feel important?
That's your way of looking at it. Doesn't mean that's
how
everybody
thinks.
That's
how I see it.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
I get that. It's a kind of arrogant way of looking at it, but it's a way of looking at it.
But yeah, I mean, I say, yeah, really, you know, and then they insist on cutting you off, and it's like, really?
What, you think only people that buy expensive cars cut people off?
Yeah,
but
everybody, I love it when I'm on the road and somebody, you know, cuts me off to gain an extra 100 feet. It's like, okay,
and they get to the light
how far
at the same,
did you get?
I always like when somebody does that, I pull up next to him at the stoplight. At the next stoplight. Hi, buddy. How you doing? You got there fast, right?
Yeah.
How much gas did you
burn
passing me?
It's amazing, you know. And they say the worst of you comes out when you drive. You wonder what these people.
Well, you
are
tell
like
what you can tell
life.
What people are all about.
Wow.
The way they drive. Oh, I think that's very true. General Motors developing an autonomous vehicle technology as well. Plans to unveil a semi-autonomous highway driving machine on one of the Cadillac models next year, so it'll have the same features as the Tesla we were just talking about. Cadillac next year has what Tesla has this year. It'll also be in some of those Chevy Volts as well, self-driving. Now, that's a car you'd probably drive, the electric Chevy.
Mm-hmm.
Have you? Richie drove one for a while. He said they were quite good. In fact,
my only problem with that is, you know, you really can't take it just anywhere because
you're
going to recharge it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's the trouble with the Tesla. I wouldn't have a Tesla because you couldn't drive to New York from Boston because there's not enough juice in it.
Right.
Yeah, no, that's not
so, you know, for around town, you know,
it's, okay.
it's one thing.
But it's, as you say, it's very expensive to do an around-the-town thing. If you were working in Boston, let's say, and you lived in Framingham where I do, you drive back and forth as a commuter, maybe it makes sense to do that because you can charge it up every night. Also, on the General Motors front, they have added, wow, look at this. They've added some new car models to this massive airbag recall. 23 million cars.
Oh, boy.
In this Takata airbag defect recall.
Oh, boy.
They're recalling Buicks, Cadillacs, Chevrolets, the GMC Terrain vehicles. The vehicles have front seat mounted side impact airbags that may rupture when deployed, causing serious injury or death. How this has been going on for a year since first, wasn't it Toyota that first discovered this was a problem? They tried to cover it up.
Mm-hmm.
Don't I remember that? And then the rest of them, because they all buy from the same company.
Right.
All the airbags come from the same company. Pretty amazing. Hooey. Volvo is going to debut a plug-in hybrid car. They're going to make it available in every single model that they have. Plug-in hybrid cars by the year 2019. So they're embracing electricity big time. They said they felt electrified cars would account for 10% of their sales in the medium term. The president said, "We believe that the time has come for electrified cars to cease being a niche technology. Niche. technology. So what about that, Roberta? The Volt, that's an electric car.
Yep.
Tesla is an electric car. We're talking about a number of electric cars now. Volvo says it wants to do the same thing. I have not driven an electric car.
I haven't either. I
want to see how the performance is, how much get up and go it got, because I like to drive. I've become, for a while, I was being teased by my children and by Meredith to drive faster. Meredith would say, accelerator's on the right. There it is, right there, the accelerator. She's pretty fast, and so I've now become, and that's what I like about the car. I used to drive very fast. I was always watching out, and I found it uncomfortable to always be on the lookout for some revenue enhancement officer who wanted to grab $100 from me.
Officer.
Yeah, that's what they are. They're not policemen. They're revenue enhancement.
Yeah, but now with, you know, I keep Waze going, W-A-Z-E, on my smartphone, and it's an interactive app with other drivers, so they'll report, they'll say police reported ahead.
They report, you decide.
Yeah.
Couldn't
go
any better.
But I'm not convinced that the police do that, too, just to get you to slow down, because a lot of times we'll get that, and there'll be no police there.
Anyway.
So I'm thinking that, you know, some local police might do that just to slow people down.
That could be.
Yeah.
The annual number of traffic-related deaths around the world has more or less leveled off, but it has not gone backwards. The 2015 Global Status Report for Road Safety suggests that there are 1.25 million traffic deaths and 50 million traffic-related injuries last year around the world. 1.25 million traffic-related
deaths,
50 million traffic-related injuries.
Do they break it down?
In what regard? Where? What country?
Yeah, what country,
I think you can get a copy of that. I don't have a copy of the complete report. Yes, I'm looking at a summary of the report, which gives the numbers. 49% of all road traffic deaths occur among pedestrians, cyclists, and motorcyclists. Half the people who are killed are either walkers, riding their bike, or on a motorcycle.
Well, I could see that not so much here, but in other countries, especially, you know, less developed countries.
Right, and in those countries, 80% of the cars don't meet minimum safety requirements.
Right,
They're driving junk with a wheel on it.
Well, yeah.
And traffic laws are so different in many areas, they don't have enforcement. Right, exactly. Go to South America.
There is no traffic law.
No. Go to Asia, Africa, you just speed as you want. And there's no speed limit in many countries. We haven't, in Europe, we're supposedly progressive. And in America, Canada, there's speed. I think in Mexico, there are speed limits. You see the islands, and most places that civilized people, I put in quotation marks, drive, have speed limits. But if you haven't traveled in Africa and gone across some of these countries where literally there is nothing for 400 miles.
Right.
You can go 150 miles an hour and get to the next town in a couple of hours if you get enough fuel. You'll notice most of the vehicles that are on the road in Sub-Sahara have the 5-gallon cans of gasoline along the backside of them.
That's right, exactly.
They don't have tanks big enough.
Big enough
to go from one place to another.
Yeah,
gasoline. Yeah, can't do that. I thought that was a very compelling bit of information, if you don't mind my saying so. 43 after the hour on Good Day. Here's something else that's very compelling. Those of you who have high blood pressure, and there are a lot of you, sadly, 60% of those who are over the age of 60 have high blood pressure. Initial results from a study suggest that intensive blood pressure management significantly lowers the risk of heart disease, kidney failure, and death from so many different things. That's why I'm so high on the Neogenesis Labs, the products, Neo 40, the capsule that melts in your mouth, gets nitric oxide immediately absorbed into your system, opens up your arteries, gets the blood flowing to your brain, to your muscles, to all the internal organs. This is a superb product. Superb. And not only Neo 40, but we started our conversation about that product by referencing a product called Super Beats, which is what it sounds like. Super beets are better than regular beets and beet juice because they are specially grown, non-GMO, protected by a patented drying process. That's the secret to how it works. And it tastes great, especially if you have the new black cherry flavor. Taste need not hold you back. You'll take both of these products every day. In the morning when you get up, get off the coffee, take a capsule that gives you all kinds of energy. You'll wake right up, perk right up, and be ready for your day. And then during the day, let's say you have a heavy lunch and you get sleepy, reach for the Super Beets. Put a teaspoon in a glass of water, drink it, and you'll have energy for the rest of the day. It comes on slowly. Nitric oxide boosts circulation, relaxes the arteries, maintains healthy blood pressure levels, gets the muscles going, which is why I like using it. Here's a special offer for you to consider. Buy two boxes of Neo 40. Get a free 30-day supply of Super Beets with it, a free book on nitric oxide, a free saliva test strip so that you will know how much nitric oxide you got in your system, if you have enough or not, and a free shipping agreement with them. That sounded awkward, didn't it? It's not a shipping agreement. They will agree to ship it to you free if you get in on this deal. Neo 40 Super Beets, all together tested, patented, they work. 800-655-4183, 800-655-4183, or go to DougLikesBeats.com. You will not be disappointed in this. I absolutely guarantee you that you're going to love this product. 800-655-4183, or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
Well, I'm here to drink the coffee.
Morning, Dan. Hey, isn't it a little early for a Halloween costume?
Why, no. Kmart and Sears are giving Shop Your Way members millions of dollars in surprise points to use towards purchases on costumes and decorations.
Wow.
The scariest part? These points expire October 31st.
I should check my surprise points online.
Surprise points are good for in-store or online.
Yeah, here's your coffee. Hey, don't fight to live with your fangs.
Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. Exclusions apply. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
Get your Plenty Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Folks, here's some great news for those of you who have used Genucel and gotten the results that you wanted to. Genucel gets rid of bags and puffiness, lines around your eyes, the natural plant stem cell therapy netted you and the millions of people that have used Genucel the great results. Now comes the Platinum Dark Circle treatment. Same company, same idea, only this product is aimed at targeting the dark circles under and around your eyes. It gets rid of them, doesn't cover them up. That's the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment. Get it now free with an order of Genucel at 800-543-9262. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets rid of all the problems you've got with the wrinkles and things around your face that you don't like. 800-543-9262. Tell them you're listening to Doug Stephan, you get free express shipping. 800-543-9262.
Two little tablets is all it takes to get thicker, fuller, longer hair. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically proven, loved by celebrities, and recommended by doctors. And right now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is being offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-9760. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. It makes thin hair full, full hair beautiful, and promotes the growth of thicker, longer hair guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, 94% of women who tried it saw more volume. Listen to this.
It's vibrant, shiny, bouncy, everything you want your hair to be. I love Viviscal because it works. It completely works.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls can try it risk-free for 90 days, plus free shipping. Get fuller, thicker, longer hair guaranteed. Call now. 800-961-9760. 800-961-9760. That's 800-961-9760.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. My store just opened down the street.
And you need to get the word out.
Right.
Staples is your one-stop shop for all printing and marketing needs.
You can print grand opening flyers.
Yes.
Grand opening banners.
No problem.
Custom t-shirts.
Piece of cake.
You saw cake?
It's just the same.
Now at Staples, get 20% back on all color printing. Copy and print more for less. At Staples, make more happen.
Earn 20% back in Staples rewards on full-service color copying and printing online and in-store. Ends 11-7-15. Exclusions apply. For full details, visit staples.com/rewards.
You know what's disgusting or disgraceful about some of the things going on in our country? My God, Ben Carson is getting so many death threats that the Secret Service is stepping in. How stupid can some people be in this country? They don't like him because this is people who say they don't like him because he's black and he's conservative. The mentality that some people have, there's such moronic thinking. It's kind of, what a shame that we have that going on here. Good news from Amazon. If you're looking for a job for the season, they are hiring now through Christmas. They're looking for 100,000 seasonal workers at Amazon. 100,000 seasonal workers, up from 80,000 last year. 51 after on Good Day.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
As some sunny forecasters say, it's okie-dokie weather-wise. It's always okie-dokie when Warren Eckstein is here to talk about your pet, your pet's health and well-being, what sort of psychological state is your pet in, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We're going to talk about doggy DNA as well. Plus, the star of the show, Warren Eckstein, makes a very important appearance this weekend. We'll talk about all these things in just a moment. It's the Pet Show in the Focus, and Warren Eckstein here on Good Day.
Now, Cheap Bike Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Today's topic, cheap body tricks. It's chock full of cheap psychological and physiological tricks, things you can use or abuse. Here's the science of it. Did you know that the typical person eats about 2,000 pounds of food each year? If you go on a hunger strike, you can live for about 60 days without eating. And if you go about 10 days without sleep, well, it either kill you or it'll turn you into an emotional turnip.
Don't mess with me, man. I am crazy.
What's the cheap psychological trick? In this day and age of diet, work, 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 and sleep less and less, the body can take a great deal of abuse. But just imagine how much more you would enjoy life if you worked just a little smarter, ate appropriately, and slept a little more. Work with your body, and it'll work with you. Got a comment? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Today on App Check, Blends is a dictionary and a good one. But what sets it apart is the comprehensive list of related words. Very useful. Blends.
It's a hit.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Dial 877-219-8780. That's 877-219-8780.
All right, Warren Eckstein is here. Our poll today at DougStefan.com asks whether or not you dress up your pets for Halloween. A, yes, they love it almost as much as I do. B, sometimes if I find a really good pet costume. C, I have before, but they didn't like it. D, no, I never dress up my pets. I used to, well, I didn't, but my nieces used to love to dress up Charlotte in a tutu. It wasn't necessarily just at Halloween. But psychologically, is there an alert attached to this, or is it A-okay? Is everything all right if you dress up your pets and bring them around for Halloween?
You know, I actually asked that question on the show this week, and it's a great question. It really depends on the individual dog and the person and the guardian as well. For example, I would not be dressing my dog up and taking him trick-or-treating with me, but if you're having a party at your house and you have some friends over, just a couple of friends, and your dog enjoys having a costume, I don't have a problem with that. Now, honestly, my dogs are going as a Chihuahua Terrier mix this Halloween, because that's exactly what they look like. But the bottom line, as long as the dog enjoys it, I'm okay with it. Just don't take them trick-or-treating with you.
Mm-hmm. No. You know, it's funny. In New Orleans, you know, there's different crews, K-R-E-W-E, which are the groups that put on the Mardi Gras parades, and there's actually a crew of Barkas. And it is the dog Mardi Gras parade. And they also do it at Halloween. All the dogs get dressed up and they have their own Mardi Gras parade.
Good God.
That's kind of funny. They do the same thing here in West Hollywood when they have the gay pride parade. There's a lot of dogs that are dressed up that march with people. I think it really draws attention to whatever you're trying to get across.
All right, so you're appearing this weekend in the Rose Bowl. What's going on?
I'm not throwing a football, I can tell you that. It's actually one of the largest humane events that takes place in Southern California. Over 45-50 groups will be there. And what it is, it's a 5K, a 10K. There'll be a kids' race there. And all these groups get together, and thousands of people, I think 15 or 20,000 people will actually be there. It's hosted by Jane Lynch, the actress. And all these people show up, and they get involved with the race. And there are thousands of dogs and cats for adoption. So hopefully we'll find homes for lots of pets and have a good time. And they asked me to broadcast with them. I'm really thrilled to do that this week.
Good. Good for you. There's a study out this week on doggy DNA that suggests that your dog or a relative of your dog first appeared in Central Asia. Dogs first arrived on the scene, according to scientists, in Central Asia. I wonder, is this area that is now Nepal, Mongolia, but from what? This is 15,000 or so years ago. They took up DNA from 549 dogs that represented 38 different countries. How the heck would they find, how can they go back and figure this out?
Well, what they do is they go through the DNA. Now, we all knew all along, this is not new to me, that dogs originated in Central Asia. We knew that, and basically it was the fact that wolves and human beings learned to work together. You know, we hunted better than they did. They scavengered, and selective breeding over the years kind of took away some of the wolf's wild instincts and made them more domestic, and that's what we have today.
So how do you get a bulldog out of that?
Well, once the breeds start differentiating, okay, once the dogs calm down, they lose certain traits, and they take this wolf because there is this trait, and that wolf because he's smaller, and this one's bigger, and they start breeding them together, and eventually, genetics take over.
I don't believe it. I think it's the same as humans. We all came from other planets. There are other planets that develop these dogs, just like humans came from other planets. But we'll figure that. We'll argue that on another day. Warren Eckstein, check out his pet show.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus.
Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.